All right, on this episode of Bauxtag and Bouts, got to give a big shout out to the sponsors, Sovereign Extracts. You can check them out for some great CBD oil, as well as cartridges, THC, CBD, hybrid options as well. But also a big shout out to USG Canada, putting out great apparel for boxers, MMA fighters, and fans alike. We've got a great card going at XFC 43. It's happening November the 11th. It is a welterweight bout, and we've got Ryan Dixon taking on Michael Hill, and I got Michael on the show. How's your day going so far, man? You getting in some good training today?
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, I'm doing well personally, man. I'm kind of wondering what the training was like today there. It seems like you've been getting in some work with Toshido MMA as of late.
Yeah, you're breaking up there when you're calling me in there. I can hear you a lot better now, man. So hopefully the status stays pretty good here. I just had to pull over to the side of the road and grab a bite to eat and get on this interview, man. But yeah, we're back in Kelowna with Toshido MMA under the guidance of David Lee and, you know, the famous Toshido MMA, man, where I grew up, man, where I started. The bloodline, it runs deep in my blood, and I'm happy to be back here, man.
Yeah, it must be amazing because you're, in a way, getting reconnected with the roots, but, I mean, just refined as a martial artist more than when you were last there. So just seems like a great kind of thing in that regard, like a good combination of the two things.
Yeah, there's, the old ancient tale of the samurais, you know, the shugyoshas. They always find their way back home, man. The warrior always finds his way back home. He's got to go on his own, go off the unbeaten path, you know, the black sheep. And, he always finds his way back home to his master, and they reconnect, and better things happen. David Lee and Toshido MMA, for the first 7 years of my career, taught me more about life than I've ever known, and it's given me a blueprint on how to be, you know, the best possible human, into training partner, into martial artist, into father, brother, son, uncle, just life skills in general. And now I'm back with David up at Toshido again for another training camp, after that last fight for CFFC, which I didn't have much time or camp to put in, and have this, six-month tournament here, man, with XFC, a great opportunity, and, why not give it my best shot and come back to Kelowna and be with the boys and be with the family and reconnect, grounded and give her my all.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the last fight being a short-notice one there, but you had the couple-year layoff there prior to that. So I'm kind of wondering, did it just feel good to kind of like get back out there and just feel the canvas under your feet and certain things like that, even though the ideal outcome didn't necessarily manifest itself?
Exactly, man. That's all it was. There's a saying in my in one of my gyms there on the island at Stan Petterex, train hard, fight easy. And then fight hard, train easy. And, that was it, man. It was just, pandemic, two-year layoff. I had nobody really pushing me in my hometown, telling me to do the hard things. Went into that fight conditioned and, just pure heart and toughness, and just grabbed the opportunity by the balls, man. That's all it was. Just grabbed that opportunity to see what could happen. When I got out there and the lights were shining, it was... You could really tell that, I hadn't sparred in 2 years, and, trained hard, man. I've been put in tough positions, did the things that suck, did the things I don't like, and it showed, man. Bobby grinded it out and got the W, and just made me a better fighter, man.
Yeah, and a great time for, getting back into the fold. Like you mentioned, this great tournament opportunity that presents itself for the welterweights with XFC. I'm kind of wondering when this opportunity initially came your way. I imagine the people with Dodge Sports let you know about it and everything, but like timeline wise, when did you get this opportunity on your table, as it were?
Yeah, no, I actually got it myself.
Oh, cool.
They reached out to me and they asked if I wanted to be part of it. It was just, something I'm not with Dodge Sports. Dodge Sports kind of fell through after I asked to be you know, just said, hey, man, I got this opportunity by myself. I would like to take it myself, you know, with, you know, not giving you any percentage. Like, I need to make, you know, some money here, and, you know, I need to do what's best for me and my family, and take this opportunity 100% on my own. And, you know, we didn't agree, and I don't see it being that way. You know, I'm not in the big leagues yet. I'm not in Bellator, UFC, making $50,000, $100,000, right? You know, that last fight, I kind of got robbed from some money as well, and, you know, it just, it wasn't it, man. It wasn't it. So I asked to go on my own, and me and Matt went our own ways, and that was that. So, yeah, no, this opportunity came on my own, and I'm excited to, you know, that's what happens when you take, when you get opportunities, and you take fights, and you know, you're a good person, you work hard, and you fight hard, and sometimes opportunities come up on themselves. So this one's all me, and I'm happy to go in there and do it right with a good team and good coach and behind me.
Yeah, for sure. I admittedly didn't know the prior dynamic with Dodge Sports there, but it makes sense that they would reach out to you. I mean, you're definitely one of the top 170 pounders in the country, and it seems like a great field with guys like, you know, LaRue Burley and an old opponent of yours, Spencer Jeb. So a great tournament field overall, man.
Yeah, we got some tough Canadians, both Ryan Dixon and Spencer Jeb in the tournament, and then, you know, there's a list of Americans as well that should be tough fights. So but I definitely see myself coming out on top. It should be a no-brainer for me to get to the finals and get you know, get that belt around my waist. You know, I do believe that both Jeb and Dixon will be my toughest fights if I do face them. So I'll get one of them out of the way the first time. And if we meet again with me and Jebby, then that'll be a good fight too.
Yeah, and I mentioned there that Jeb was a former opponent of yours, but also Ryan Dixon, this opportunity presenting a rematch as well. Like, is there much you can go off of in that regard, or being that it was in February 2014, it's just one of those things, like, it was so long ago that you guys are two totally different martial artists and you can't put much stock in it. Like, what's your mentality like heading into the rematch in that regard?
Well, they're going to be hungry to get that W, right? They take the loss from me already, both of them. So, you know, to come back and take that, you know, W from me, get that one back, there's going to be a little bit of hunger in their eyes. But, you know, Dixon's already quit. He's already retired. I think once you retire and you come back, you know, you don't got much smoke in you. You know, he's obviously doing it for, I don't know, it's hard for an athlete to retire and then, you know, not find that hobby or that spark that really gives him what fighting does. So, you know, he's coming back, and, you know, I hope he's healthy and you know, in shape and ready to fight. I'm sure he is. He comes from a great camp, and, you know, I like Dixon a lot. You know, we continue to communicate over the years and you know, and support each other and stuff like that. And but I hope he's doing it for the right reasons, and I do believe I will get a better Dixon. I just, you know, I just hope that he's, you know, he's ready to step in a cage with a bunch of killers, because, you know, none of us have retired yet. And again, like I said, once you retire, I think you just should stay retired.
Yeah, certainly an interesting progression in that sense, just, and certain interesting insights there too, just as to why he'd be getting back to it and whatnot. But you mentioned earlier in the interview about becoming like a better, you know, father and just like family member altogether. It seems like you're getting up to some fun stuff with the little ones recently. Like, I was seeing that some ninja training was going on and that there were some masks and gis involved there. Can you talk about that a little bit? That looked pretty fun.
Say that again. Sorry, you're cutting out a bit.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just saying that the ninja training that happened recently with you and some of the little ones looked quite fun. Can you talk about the masks and the gis and just the climb to the hut there and everything?
Oh, okay, the masks and the gis, yeah. Yeah, my daughter and my two nephews and my little niece, we, you know, they watched me train over the years, and they've been through all the fight camps and, you know, and reading all their, you know, I read a lot of ninja stories, and, you know, they watch me watch UFC, and they kind of, you know, over the years, just really, really starting to get into it themselves. And, you know, from crawling on the mats to walking on the mats to running to doing ninja rolls and, you know, kicks and punches, and, you know, me telling them about each journey, whether it's to Thailand or to Russia. And now they're, I let them watch the Three Ninjas, the old school, the Three Ninjas movie there with Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum. And, they've wanted their ninja costumes and ninja masks for the longest time. And I've told them that they've had to go through some serious training, and I've kind of put it on like a health journey for them. So, you know, they got to wake up, and they got to learn to make their bed, and they got to brush their teeth, and they got to drink their water, and they got to eat their vegetables, and, you know, they got to do morning conditioning, and, you know, all that kind of journey that I do as an athlete, as a martial artist. And, you know, they learn to ride their bikes, and they're learning to swim, and, you know, they face a little bit of adversity by going on hikes and whatever it is. And you know, after they seen me take a loss, you know, they got to watch me for the first time fight. And you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, one of the little guys had a really hard time just seeing Bobby on top of me the whole time, you know, punching me away. And you know, at the end of it, they see me get up, and they see me never give up, and they see me keep going, and they see me face that adversity. And they only knew me as a champion, and they only knew me as a winner, and now they know me as a loser and not a champion and not get the belt. So it was a little tough on me, you know, but I knew that it was really good for them, like so good for them. And so, you know, I felt like it was time now. I was fighting again, and I was fighting consistently, and I had another opportunity to go away in the tournament. I knew that they needed to be strong, and so, you know, we grew as a family, we grew as a bond, as a little ninja family, and I thought it was time, you know, that the oldest one and my daughter can now go into jiu-jitsu with their own coach, and so I thought it was time to, you know, hike up a mountain, go for their first overnight visit, and pass some tests and give them their mask right before Halloween, because they've been itching to go as the Three Ninjas for Halloween. So it was perfect time, man. It was a wonderful time, and I'm so blessed, man. I literally have the best life. Like, I'm surrounded by so much love and support and energy and the most beautiful kids, and I get to do what I do every day, and nothing else teaches them better lessons, and they teach me lessons every day as well, man. It's just, man, I live a beautiful life, and I'm blessed to be able to do what I do and have who I do in my circle.
Well, I love hearing that, man, and it sounds like a cool thing, because it seems like they're, you know, getting enamored with the, you know, martial arts lifestyle, and it probably harkens back to, like, when you first started getting yourself involved in martial arts, I would think.
Exactly, 100%. You know, I thought I was a Three Ninja too, man. I was Colton. You know, I thought I was a Karate Kid.
Yeah.
I thought I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And, you know, now I'm Batman. Now I'm Spider-Man. You know, now I actually get to do, you know, get to do that. I get to live a superhero lifestyle. So it's, like I said, man, I'm just so blessed that I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I'm whole, man. I'm surrounded by love, and you know, those little guys are angels from up above.
Yeah, I love hearing the appreciation, man. That's a beautiful dynamic to have, but you've been really great with your time, and I want to be mindful of the rest of your schedule. So is there anything you'd like to sort of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Michael?
No, man, just what I said, man. Like, you know, there's, you know, it's a great, there's the people around me, man. I just love you guys so much, and I just, you know, my angels watching me and allowing me to live this lifestyle, and again, you know, just to be healthy and blessed, and you know, each day I'm thankful that I get to spend it with my family and my loved ones, and you know, I get to be entertaining for family and friends and the people that support me, and XFC for this opportunity, and David Lee for allowing me back at Tushido and coming with the team, and all my friends here in Kelowna that, you know, make it easy for me to come back up here and live the best life, and all my family and friends back home in Powell River and Victoria, and just everyone who's helped me, man. You know who you are. I could be on this phone forever naming people and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're in my life, you know, just know that I love you so much, and thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you're a real good guy, man, and this is going to be a real great fight. It goes on November 11th, XFC 43 taking place, and Ryan Dixon and Michael Hill are going at it in the sequel there. Thanks for all the great insights, and yeah, just best of luck with the remaining part of your preparations, and have a good rest of your night too, Michael.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you guys again.